various artists, so you can go to the opening for more than just the snacks.
Cindy Leong is a Tamaki-based painter whose practice probes abstraction as a medium for meditation. Driven by Eastern philosophy, the works cultivate a quality of stillness, inviting a quiet contemplation whereby time is paused for a moment of equanimity, enticing a reflection of the self and the surrounding forces of our environments that sit in tension and harmony with one another. For Leong, her art-making process is just as meditative as she intends the works to be received. Her solo exhibition and Moments Interlude opens tonight at Public Record. Each work taking the form of a diptych, Leong applies muted, monochromatic colours drawn from nature, combining oil with incense ash on linen to build these textural paintings. Her mark-making moves across the canvas unrestrained, in tension with the grid that holds the structure of their form. Ahead of the exhibition's opening, I had a korero with Cindy Leong about a Moments Interlude and her overall practice.
So I was born and raised in Tamaki Makaurau, Auckland. I'm of Malaysian Chinese heritage. I came into art a lot later in my life. Just shy of 30, actually, I decided to enroll into Elam School of Fine Arts, which I'm still currently studying but finishing in 3 weeks. So I'm pretty excited about that. But yeah, I came into art through quite a scenic way. I always loved painting as a child, but I never thought about it as a viable career path, and worked in the corporate world for about 3 years. And through that journey, I kind of discovered that I really had this calling of doing something creative and visual. And long story short, I sort of had like a wake-up call where I was, sorry to get deep really quickly, but I was in hospital because doctors thought I had appendicitis, and then they operated on me and they didn't, and it wasn't appendicitis. For 3 days I was just there and they didn't know what was wrong, and I was basically faced with a lot of questions about, you know, what I was doing with my life, and I guess confronted with like how fragile life could be, and you know, how your health could suddenly take a turn. But luckily it ended up being just salmonella food poisoning. After that, I told myself I wanted to do something that felt more meaningful to me, and I started freelancing in photography. And through that, I think I gained the confidence to pursue art. I moved to Japan, and being away from everything and everyone, I had a lot of questions just around, like, you know, who am I? I was in my late 20s, and I found that I was missing painting a lot. The following year, after lockdowns finished, I decided to take the leap and enroll into Elam. And yeah, that's how my art practice and art journey started. My art practice is rooted in abstraction, and I investigate how to use abstraction or abstract painting as a vehicle for my meditative practice. So going back to sort of my transformative years in 2018, 2019, I participated in a Vipassana meditation course, which is a 10-day silent meditation, a retreat where you know, wake up at 4 a.m., meditate for 10 hours a day. There's no talking, there's no eye contact. Yeah, like no cell phones, no reading or writing material, nothing. All you're left with is your mind. And it really left a profound impact on me. And I've thought about, how do I continue this meditation practice, but through my painting? And yeah, so that's sort of my ongoing journey through abstraction, is how do I incorporate the teachings that I learned in Vipassana within my abstract painting practice. So my practice is rooted in repetition and mark making, and there's a lot of like studies of materiality. I mix oil paint with incense ash, which is a holistic sort of use of materials, as I also have an artwork where I have this rice paper scroll where I've burned marks in a subtractive manner with lit incense. So it's, you know, catching that ash and mixing it back into the oil paint. But yeah, the paintings that I'm currently working on, all over field paintings, which cover the entire canvas. And in a way, I'm hoping to evoke a feeling of calmness and introspection for both myself and the viewer. So for me when I'm making the work, and for the viewer when they're contemplating the work.
It's always so lovely to get insight into the beginnings of someone's art making practice, and I guess having insight into how deeply intertwined you are with your practice and reflections of the self is also so lovely to hear. I want to talk a little bit more about some of the ideas you touched on there. Mm-hmm. In your current exhibition at Public Record, A Moment's Interlude, you're continuing this exploration of repetition, layering, and mark making, and as you say, investigating abstraction as a vehicle for meditation. As a result, the works do cultivate this quality of stillness, inviting a quiet and reflective contemplation whereby time is paused for a moment of equanimity. You've said that your art making process is just as meditative for you as it is the works are received, or you hope them to be received. Can you talk me through a little bit what that kind of meditative process looks like exactly in that making process?
Yeah, definitely. So it looks like literally, you know, me standing in front of a canvas, putting paint to the canvas, and it's the slowing down and being still and focusing my attention on the point of contact that my painting tool makes to the canvas. So echoing the learnings from Vipassana. So they teach you in meditation, you know, your eyes are closed, you're focusing on your breath. So the sensation of the air going in and out of your nostrils, so the physical feeling of that, so you're trying to concentrate on that. And you might notice, you know, your mind starts drifting and thinking of other things. And when you have that awareness of catching your mind drifting, you bring your awareness back to the breath. So in my painting practice, I'm concentrating on the painting tool, making contact with the canvas. And if I find my mind drifting and not concentrating on that moment, it's the practice of catching my mind drifting and then bringing it back to the paint, making contact with the canvas.
The works appear to have this really beautiful relationship between the embodiment of the self and one's surrounding environment, whereby you've placed these unrestrained, irregular and repetitive gestures created by the hand in tension with the environments we're immersed in, connecting this exchange to the struggle between and harmony of the primal Dionysian chaos and clarifying structure of the Apollonian order, for example. Talk to me a bit about how you see that relationship between the works and these tensions that in their exploration comment on life itself.
Yeah, so the very fluid, wild, unrestrained mark making references the Dionysian primal chaotic energy, and then the works are held together in a way by a grid-like structure which references the Apollonian order. And I feel that it's this sort of like this dual energy of like these polar opposite things, which is much like life itself, you know. Yeah, it's a really interesting balancing of the two. There very much is a tension between how these two can coexist in harmony. And I think a lot of that is life itself is, yeah, having that balance and harmony and figuring out how to exist with both these energies in life.
Mm. How to find structure within the chaos.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
Or how to roughen up the routine in your life. Or I think it's really much having the balance of the two energies.
Mm, that's such a beautiful reflection. Also, each work in the show is taking the form of a diptych, which you've described as alone and portrait recall the human body, but when placed side by side, they stretch into a horizon. Are you able to speak a little to this choice of the diptych and how you see that format transforming the works?
Yeah, definitely. So the very first diptych I made was actually due to practical reasons. So in Elim, a lot of my crits, the feedback was, you know, to go larger, you know, bigger scale. And I basically wanted to create a painting which was as large as I could go. But due to, you know, transportation, I could only use a canvas that was big enough that was able to fit into my partner's car. So I went with the maximum size that I could fit in my partner's car and then doubled it to create one larger painting. So it first started as a practical choice, but then during a crit, a student, James, mentioned how he read the work like an open book. Mm. And I found that really beautiful. And it then started a series on exploring the diptych form. And then I also thought about, you know, what I mentioned about how portraits recall the human body, and then side by side, they shift our view into a landscape. And I felt that it really resonated with what I'm trying to communicate in my paintings as well, about nature and oneness and this, you know, yeah, the spiritual sort of elements of no self within Buddhism. Yeah, that's kind of how I came to the diptych.
Within your process, once you've made a mark on the canvas, it can't be altered or erased. How does that kind of sense of permanence inform your process?
So the permanence of the mark forces me to be more focused when I'm painting, because I can't erase it or paint over it. It requires a lot of mental training. Though in saying that, there obviously will be a lot of irregularities and imperfections within the marks. And within that, it teaches me the Buddhist tenet of acceptance, which is where I'm, you know, accepting a mark, whether it's, you know, too thick or large or just not the perfect mark. It's allowing me to accept what is and the imperfection of it, which I find really beautiful, as it shows my humanness and my mistakes and the irregularities of my hand. I also look at the mark making as documenting moments in time, so documenting each present moment, which is unique in a sense because it's a marrying of different variables, such as my temperament, the movement of my hand onto the canvas, or the amount of paint that could be on the painting tool. There are so many different factors that come into play when I'm putting that mark onto the canvas.
I think that's really beautiful as well, to kind of relinquish that control and be like, you know, there's some things that I can change and there's some things that I can't, and to kind of be actively interacting with those ideas is, I think, really special. That was artist Cindy Leong speaking with me about her solo exhibition, A Moment's Interlude, currently on at Public Record. The exhibition opens officially tonight from 6 till 8 p.m., where the artists will also be in attendance. All are welcome.